Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. First, the headlines. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishore Yadav calls on students to contributing positively to society and nation. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia says only healthy society can build prosperous nation. Chakasang Students Union reaffirms opposition to slow progress in execution of NH29 two-lane package 2. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio holds wide-ranging discussions. Now, the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, has called on the students to remain focused and work towards contributing positively to society and the nation. Mr. Yadav was speaking at the Nagaland Bhojpuri Samaj 14th Felicitation Program to honor meritorious HSLC and HSSLC students from the Bhojpuri community in Dimapur today, emphasizing that education is the foundation of progress and character building. He urged students to remain dedicated, focused, and committed to becoming responsible citizens. Congratulating the meritorious students, Mr. Yadav said the achievement is not only a matter of personal pride, but also a proud moment for the entire community. Union Minister for Sports and Youth Affairs, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, said, "Only a healthy society can build a prosperous nation." He said this while addressing the youth on the occasion of Sunday On Cycle and Commonwealth Day in Ahmedabad, Gujarat this morning. Dr. Mandavia said, "Cycling is the solution to pollution. Cycling also saves fuel."
की बचत भी हो सकती है, इसलिए संडे ऑन साइकिल के द्वारा देश और गुजरात को यह संदेश देना चाहता हूं कि हम हमेशा संडे साइकिलिंग करके अपने स्वयं को फिट रखें। अपने कामकाज के स्थान दूर न हो तो हम साइकिल का उपयोग करें, साइकिल को जीवन में अपनाएं और फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट को आगे बढ़ाएं।
The Union Minister called on every citizen to prioritize fitness and healthy living. He said by adopting cycling in our daily lives, even for short distances, we contribute towards a healthier and more sustainable India. The Chakasang Students Union, CSU, has reaffirmed strong opposition to the slow progress and alleged incompetence in the execution of the NH29 two-lane package 2 Kohima to Jessamy Road. The project is being undertaken by National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, and EPC contractor, Ratna Infra Projects Private Limited. According to the union, the agreement executed between NHIDCL and MS Ratna required the project to be completed within the stipulated contract period, which expired on January 6th this current year. The union stated that it had consistently raised the issue and organized democratic public protests on several occasions over the delay, but claimed that assurances given by the company had produced no positive outcome. The CSU resolved to continue its democratic movement for the timely completion of the project while ensuring quality workmanship and regular maintenance until completion of the road. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland and former President of Naga People's Front, NPF, Dr. Shehozile Lizitsu's wife, Kotyo Lizitsu, passed away this morning at Apollo International Hospital, Christian Basti, Guwahati. Mrs. Lizitsu was 87. The send-off service was conducted this afternoon at the hospital premises in Guwahati. The funeral service is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Condoling the demise of Mrs. Lizitsu, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo said her gentle spirit, compassionate heart, and the love she shared with everyone around her touched countless lives and left behind cherished memories. In his condolence message, the Naga People's Front said Mrs. Lizitsu was a woman of grace, humility, and quiet strength. In his condolence message, Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton said the warmth, kindness, and strength of Mrs. Lizitsu would be remembered by many whose lives she touched. Extending condolences to Dr. Shehozile Lizitsu on the demise of his wife, Deputy Chief Minister Tia Ziliang said Mrs. Lizitsu was a pillar of strength to her family and touched the lives of all who had the privilege of knowing her. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha S. Phangnon Konyak also expressed grief over Kotyo Lizitsu's demise. describing her as a motherly figure to countless individuals and a steadfast pillar of strength. Besides Dr. Sahajle throughout his life and public service, other organizations including URA Academy and Western Chagasang Hoho have also condoled the demise of courtier Lezitsu. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio held wide-ranging discussions in New Delhi today. Both leaders reaffirmed the strength of the India-U.S. strategic partnership and outlined key areas of cooperation, including trade, energy, mobility, and regional security. Addressing a press conference following delegation-level talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the need to conclude a trade agreement at the earliest, welcomed the expansion in energy trade, and stressed that diversified energy supplies are vital for India's energy security.
Secretary and I therefore welcome the expansion in our energy trade in recent months. Diversified supplies are at the heart of energy security for India. We devoted some time to nuclear energy cooperation as well. The passage of the Shanti Act has opened up new possibilities.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio strongly underscored the strategic dimension of the partnership, describing India as one of the United States' most important partners in the world. He added that India and the U.S. are strategically aligned on all key issues that will define the new century.
Strategic partnership is something very different. It's something much broader than that. And you work together strategically to solve those problems. And the list of issues that we work together with India on, the breadth and scope of them, is what highlights the fact that India is one of our most important strategic partners in the world. It begins with the fact of our shared values. We are the two largest democracies in the world.
The leaders also discussed regional issues, including developments in the Gulf and the Indo-Pacific, ahead of the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers' meeting. The Lothar Youth Hoho LYH has expelled two individuals from Wakha for reportedly selling drugs in the district. The decision was taken in a consolation meeting yesterday between LYH office bearers and the suspected individuals identified as Nyantang and Edward. In line with this resolution, the LYH directed both individuals to leave Wakha district by May 26th for a period of 5 years. The LYH reiterated its commitment to continue surprise checks across the district, cautioning that anyone apprehended for drug sales will face similar consequences. It appealed to those involved in such practices to give up their social evils. The organization further informed that certain individuals previously apprehended had voluntarily approached the LYH office, surrendered their activities, and assured to abandon the immoral trade. The LYH encouraged others to come forward and surrender before facing expulsion under its resolution. The road stretched near Mother Church in Wakha district, connecting several colonies and important establishments, is undergoing construction under the personal initiative of MLA Huai Monbemo Humsoy. The stretch had remained in a deplorable condition for a long period, causing immense inconvenience to commuters and residents. The road serves as a vital link to various schools, churches, offices, colonies, and the national highway, making it one of the busiest and most important junctions in the town. Meanwhile, Wakha Town Councillor Nzantung Lota informed that the work would begin in full swing from May 25th and requested the public to bear the temporary inconvenience during the week-long construction period. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland Governor Nanda Kishore Yadav calls on students to contributing positively to society and nation. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia says only healthy society can build prosperous nation. Chagasang Students Union reaffirms opposition to slow progress in execution of NH29 two-lane package 2. And External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio holds wide-ranging discussions. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.